Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
Let's not forget the, the website, folks. And that would be craigjamesfinancial.com. It's not only great info, but also it's a site that you pre-register on to take part in all the great webinars and events coming our way. We got one tonight in which we will discuss. Yesterday, the Dow lost 140 at the close. 33,286 starting point. Futures down about 54 as we speak. Kind of a roller coaster so far here on a Tuesday. And again, June 1st, you know, that day that everybody's talking about regarding default. Janet Yellen coming out with a couple of things yesterday. Treasury Secretary, we'll talk about that. As we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino with the great Craig James Financial Services. They're located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. And we say a very good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Jay. Oh, my goodness. The sky is falling. The sky is falling or something like that. Wasn't there a Disney movie like that? I don't know. I remember that. But nonetheless. Yeah, things are doing well. We had a very flat start to the week yesterday. The major stock averages were a little changed, and we had the S&P 500 rising just at two one-hundredths of a percent. And everything's talking about the negotiations on the debt ceiling. That's a very big discussion right now. And it seemed like at the end of the meeting, I mean, all eyes are on, you know, before we were watching Jerome Powell and setting the interest rates, and, you know, that maybe on a 1 out of 10, that's like a 9, 9.5. But the debt ceiling of the U.S. defaults, that's a 10. Of course, there's time here. We're negotiating. I don't think it's reported all that much, Jay, that, you know, basically the Senate is on vacation. They're not even in session. And next week, the House is going on vacation. So, you know, they have a very a syncopatic schedule for Congress. So if you're trying to solve some of these major issues, you got to make sure they're sitting at their chairs and they're present. So that said, looks like people are saying, well, June 1st, and then other people are saying, you know, June 6th, June 7th. So I don't know. It's all funky. Janet Yellen did make some comments, of course, on raising the pressure. But the best part was that it seemed like Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden were sitting one-on-one. I guess he's back from his trip, and we're getting some negotiations done. So what that means to investors is that you're in a wait-and-see mode, and as these negotiations over the debt limit proceed, there's some options of extending it for a week or two and doing some sort of temporary thing. There's about $60 billion in bonds that have to be paid. Really not a lot of money in relation to our, you know, GDP of $22 trillion. So, but let's see if there's some sort of middle ground that people can meet with, or as well as Kevin McCarthy has to go back and get all the members, the moderates, as well as the people feel strongly about all this to agree. That said, we had some news come out from the wonderful Lowe's saying that they're trying to temper people, saying that, hey, look, there's less money in the economy and our sales may go down next. And so that's the first thing. Consumer spending is very important. And as part of our economy, so 2/3 of our economy is based on consumer spending. We need the consumer to spend. Dick's Sporting Goods said, hey, we're not Foot Locker. Foot Locker got, stomped the other day when they came out with their numbers, and very bad numbers. And so that stock was down in the double digits. And in terms of percentage, and we see Lowe's coming out saying we're not looking too good. And we hear today Dick's Sporting Goods said, hey, we're not Lowe's, and we're certainly not Foot Locker. Our numbers are still good, et cetera, et cetera. That's the big thing there. All right, so tonight we're going to be talking about taxes in retirement. You know, you go through life and we kind of figure out, hey, look, we're saving this, we're putting money aside, we have some money in savings. We have some money in the IRAs or 401ks or 457, 403bs, and we save some money in our retirement, and we also have some savings, and maybe we have a pension on top of it. And when this starts coming into you and you say, I'm not going to work anymore, I'm going to live on an income, Basically, each one of them has a, and you have to, you know, each one has its own tax code. So maybe you own some property or whatever, or you know, selling something to downsize. So yeah, capital gains taxes. You got income taxes, and of course you got Social Security has its own tax code. So we look at all of these things as they start to come together in this, I'd say, toxic blend. What that does is that it starts to really damage people. They thought they were going to live on, let's say, $100,000 a year, and it comes to $72,000 a year or something like that. So we want to just say some things. Let's talk about the facts. Let's talk about where we are. And then let's talk about some of the things, knowing that this is coming, to mitigate what the future is. And if any of this teases any of you or interest, tickles any of you guys, then I think you got to come on our webinar tonight at CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com/events. And you just sign up. They send you a link. It's a go-to meeting. It's anonymous, so we won't know. You know, we just want to make sure you get the information out there. And we'll be talking about all of this, this toxic mix that we're going to be facing when you're retired, and how the best way you can mitigate this now while you're still working, and maybe, hey, how can we lessen this impact? And so that's tonight, Jay. It's very important. I want it's free to all your listeners, of course. We love when the audience, the family of LIN News Radio chimes in. And then we're going to be following it up with Social Security and how that works, and not just the taxation of Social Security on Thursday night also. So tonight, 7 to 8 p.m., live, you come watch, listen to the seminar, sign up for it. It's a great event. Taxes in retirement, very, very important. That's what we have for today, Jay.
And I tell you, if you haven't been a part of these great events that Craig puts on, you're missing something. It is a big-time performance, and it's a good topic, taxes and retirement. Everybody needs to be paid attention to this stuff. So you log on, CraigJamesFinancial.com. We'll reiterate that all throughout the show, my friend. By the way, Kevin McCarthy, I think, stated he will not recess. We'll see. Janet Yellen's saying a few things here. The president, maybe the 14th Amendment, we'll see what happens. You know, I think he was swayed somewhat by Bernie Sanders last week in some of his comments at a press conference regarding the 14th Amendment. He seemed to have been on track in a big way, and then he was diverted somewhat. Keep an eye on that. Listen, if you think the country is going to default, think again, please. You know, if that would have happened, do you have any idea what would happen to the Democratic Party? I mean, you talk about a flusheroo down the old turlet, and that's what would happen. That's what would happen if you go into default. I mean, kiss the reelection bid of Mr. Biden away. Kiss that goodbye.
I'm not so sure. Well, that's true. That is all true. I don't. There's a great article, I think it was The Guardian, some British newspaper said the U.S. should go into default, and here's the reason why. That a lot of these countries, I mean, Japan, it's not a surprise, Greece, France, Italy, are their GDP versus what they have in debt are big numbers, and it would set an example to some of these other countries that you can't be spending like this anymore. And, yeah, there'd be some pain in the interim, but, again, a very cogent article, I got to read it again. And which brought up three reasons why it would be good for the U.S. to default. So, I mean, I think there's a slight movement out there to kind of like write everything. If your kids spent, you know, if your husband or wife makes, you know, $200,000 a year, and the kids ring up debt of like $400,000 more than they make in a year, that would be pretty scary. We wouldn't do that with a family. So, and a lot of these countries have done it, just like the United States. And so I think it's one of those things that even everybody globally is watching us. And so kind of let's see where this goes. It should be a very interesting journey.
People are betting on McCarthy, you know, with his 15 rounds and everything else that took place for him even to get into that post. You know, he's a resilient guy. You know, he reached out to the administration. He reached out 3.5 months to no avail. And here we are at the 11th hour. I got faith in the speaker. He'll get something done.
Let's put it together. He took him 15 votes to become Speaker of the House, and Joe Biden became president by sitting in his basement. Go figure.
Go figure is right. I mean, do you realize how many gallons of Ben and Jerry's had to be supplied in that basement? That's resilient in itself, I got to say. Eating all that stuff. But in any event, we will watch. We will tune in tonight. Taxes in retirement. Ladies and gentlemen, go to the site, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's how you be a part of it. Very important topic, sir. We await and look forward to your next appearance on this show tomorrow morning. How's that?
Thank you, Jay. Have a great day. All right. Take care, my friend.